Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
That was pretty.
You weren't expecting that, were
no,
you?
No, I was not.
Neither was I, but when REO Speedwagon hits you, it hits you.
It hits you.
It's the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Thursday. It is September 25th. Oh, that means 3 months till Christmas. Yeah!
Can you believe how close we are now?
Oh, EMCs, it just hit me. Start that shopping. Start that.
Nobody started shopping.
There's some people listening that are probably borderline done.
I'm jealous of those people. I want to be those people.
Sam's Club has had their decor out and ready to purchase and things for a while. There are other places, I'm sure, that have had that. The Hobby Lobbies, because people do crafts, they do certain things, they have their things out. They're, you know, I get it. The people that are talking about, you know, let's do one holiday at a time. I understand. I'm just saying, I do the countdown the 25th of every month. So anyway, we will be the only station. I promise you, I can guarantee this, EMCs. We are the only station, the only morning show in town with a Boney Rooster update.
That's 100% accurate. Nobody else is talking about the Boney Rooster.
If you know, you know. That's coming up here in an hour. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. You know how it's always East Side versus West Side, right?
Very much so.
You live West Side, you think it's better. You live East Side, it's better. You feel like if you go from East Side to West Side, you have cooties or something like that. You know, it's whatever. And a lot of it does reflect each other. I think that's why it is. Like you have Crocker Park, or we have Eaton, or you have this, and we have that, or you have whatever. By the way, what is Honey Grow? That is...
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
Opening a metal. Drove past it by Myers. What is it?
Oh, wait till you try it. It's delicious.
Sorry, I don't mean to sidetrack. Anyway, they're hiring.
Yeah, that's
like,
a major. That is
familiar?
A major sidetrack because it's there was one in Strongsville. Now they just opened one in Avon. Right. Oh my God, it's so good.
We'll get to that.
It's so good.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
It's
what it is.
It's so good. I keep telling Stevie to go there.
It said like salads, stir fry, and something.
Stir fry. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to distract.
Stir fry's amazing.
But what I was getting to is I am very jealous that we don't have an East Side Boney Rooster is what I was going to get.
Oh, that's what you're getting to. Maybe the Jen and Tim Show will motivate. So maybe you could be the initiator of the Boney Rooster on the East Side.
Man, that would be great.
You're a Halloween family. I mean, that could be your thing.
So you know where we're going to begin. It's Dead Guy in an Envelope. He is dead. He is a guy. His name has been in this envelope, which has been in the studio for quite a few weeks. The guesses continue. There is no prize attached, but this is how we kick off the show. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
My man. How are you? I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I want to let you guys know, you play some great music in the morning. I love it. I really do.
Me too. Makes you feel good.
Yeah, and I'm from decades ago, so I really enjoy it.
No, that's great. We appreciate you saying those kind words. It's nice of you.
You shave off your beard?
Oh, I am smooth.
You were the first person I thought of when that field goal went through, baby. Did you do it, or did you get someone to do it?
I tried to get Stevie to shave me. That didn't happen. I asked Jen. I didn't even get through the question, and she said no.
No.
So I had to do it myself.
That's all right, Jen. Yeah. I wouldn't have done it either.
Yeah,
it's more sanitary that
right,
way. I mean,
yes.
I would have been pretty Agreed. Gross, to be perfectly honest.
Does Jen want to give me a hint today?
Oh, my God. I want to give you a hint every day. Here's your hint. No, I can't. Tim will kill me. You got a guess, though? What's your guess for dead guy?
Okay, I'm going with the number one beard in America. I'm going with Abraham Lincoln. I'm on president.
Not Abraham Lincoln. Which means the game continues and K-Cup suggestions continues. That's next. I have a lot of purchases to make this weekend. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What are you buying?
I'm just going to go. I think what I'm going to do is when I go to Sam's Club in Menor, I know right where it's at. They have just an aisle, basically, of K-Cups.
I think
maybe that's aggressive because those are big packages.
I was going to say, I think that's a mistake.
That
you can't
mistake.
Do that. You
Mark's. I'll go to Mark's.
Yeah,
maybe,
you need like
close.
A sampler pack or
I do.
Something. But I feel like the sampler packs don't give you the good stuff. So you need to find a bunch of friends that have K-Cups that they like to let you borrow one and try it.
Sampler packs are misleading, as in there's always a bad one.
Always.
Because let's just go with if you buy and not even a sampler pack, if it is, I guess it could be called a sampler pack. We'll just stick with that. Let's stay with Alani, where they'll have the pink slushy that everybody loves. There'll be another flavor that's also good. And then there's orange, which most people,
Nobody
which is
likes
just not
it.
The favorite flavor.
Not the number one.
That takes forever to go. And then there'll be another one. There'll be a three pack of something where it'll be, you know, whatever it might be. And it always takes forever. And they know this. They know this. So I agree with you. There's going to be something. So Penny, thank you very much. As Coffee Chat continues, so as long as I continue to get DMs, we started this, I don't know, last week. I'm basic. I'm looking for ideas. When I stopped at Dunkin', I do like the butter pecan. They said, you know, mix the butter pecan with the pumpkin. I like that. The butter pecan with the unsweetened blueberry. I wasn't a huge fan, but I appreciate it. I tried it. Thank you for the suggestions. It's great. Thank you.
Now you're looking for a K-Cup.
Yeah, any mixture. If there's a local place you go to and you say, this place is great and it's a chocolate this that's great or a dark blend, a light blend, I don't care. I'll sip on it. Tim, if you like dark roasts, this is what I buy. I order from Keurig. Just thought that I would share since we're looking for K-Cups. It is a Barista Prima Coffee House French Roast Extra Dark.
Ooh, I love a dark roast. She sent us that message on Facebook.
It is specifically DM on Facebook, and it has a picture of the Eiffel Tower. I think
a French coffee.
It is a
sort.
French blend, and if you have a picture of the Eiffel Tower, I think I can go with it.
That's fancy.
It seems fancy.
Now I want to try it. She says she orders it, what, directly from Keurig?
That's what she says.
I bet that's fancy.
So that's just another message. We have a bunch of them. That was just the one I was going to read today. So Penny, I'm going to have to put that on the list. Maybe I know, but you're right. That is the scary part is if you're ordering it there, the pack of what's the smallest pack? 6, 12, 18? What if I don't like it? Then I got 17 others I don't like?
Right. That's the problem. You need to let people have to let you borrow.
You know what's going to be amazing? And we're going to get to the three things here in about 30 seconds or so. What's going to be amazing is all my friends and family are going to have all these leftover K-Cups for Christmas. Because I'm going to have to hand them all out if I don't like them.
Yes, you are. Here you go.
Here's another sleeve of K-Cups. Here's another sleeve of the dark roast I didn't like. Here's another one if you want to try it. It's all these trial K-Cups that I didn't like.
Can I get on that list? You can make your own sampler
packs. There's just these long sampler packs.
Right.
Here you go, mother-in-law.
Exactly.
I hope you like it.
Exactly. I love that.
Maybe you'll like them. Maybe they'll be home runs for you. I just didn't like them.
It's the Tim sampler pack.
There you go.
I went on the Christmas list. The
I will have to do that.
And
you'll probably love all of them. They're just ones that I didn't enjoy.
As long as they're dark roast, I'm in. It's 62 degrees in Columbia Station. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. Big news for Cleveland as we will host the 2030 Special Olympics USA Games. It'll be an 8-day event that's expected to boost the economy by more than $70 million. 4,500 athletes and coaches from across the country are expected to be here for the event. The wait almost over. Universal dropped the trailer for Wicked for good. Every time I hear that, I get so mad at that Madame Morrible. What a traitor.
Remember, I don't know this, so don't spoil the second half.
No, you know
half.
Her. She was the
I know, but
the
I'm
first
just saying.
Yeah.
I got very nervous when you played that. The first part was awesome.
No.
I still don't know.
And there's no spoiler. No.
Okay.
I watched that whole trailer. It's like over 2 minutes long.
I appreciate that. I figured you did.
No spoilers. If you have made it this far and you don't know how the story of Wicked ends, you are so lucky, and you're what a treat. I mean,
I really don't. I've been staying away from all of that, and like I said, my family didn't know. We watched the first one. I was blown away, and I was asking you all sorts of questions, and just I don't know. I it's been a big miss for me for years. I've always wanted to take my mom because it's come to Playhouse Square year after year after year, and I've always missed it. My mom's favorite movie is Wizard of Oz, and I've always wanted to do this. And then I don't know why it took me so long to say. I was just blown away. Seeing it in the theater, taking my 10-year-old who just wants to perform. She's born to perform on stage somewhere. She will when she gets, she will do that. And to see it with her, see it with my wife, I just came out of there. I mean, I had tears in my eyes. I couldn't believe how Ariana Grande's amazing. The entire cast is amazing. Cynthia Erivo's amazing. They're amazing in those roles.
It's so amazing. And to see how they tie this story together with The Wizard of Oz. Obviously, this is the prequel. And to see how it all ties together in the end, you will be blown away. You'll be blown away. The film will be released November 21st. Apple picking season is here, Tim. Don't tell me you went already. You went. You went and you hit it for me. Was it hot out? Were you sweating? Were you able to wear a fall boot? I know you weren't because we haven't even had
it's
that kind of weather.
Hot. Why is it here now? Because it's 3 degrees less. I can't. It's gonna
well because it's fall now. And USA Today did the list of the top 10 like top apple orchards in the country. There's one here in Mansfield, Apple Hill Orchards.
That's here.
In Mansfield?
It's like 3 hours away.
Mansfield is not 3 hours away.
It's really far.
Is it?
Probably 6 hours from here.
Mansfield is not that far
that's
away.
It's really far. That's past T County.
Isn't Mansfield where the prison is? Or no, am I thinking of Grafton?
No, you're right. Mansfield is where the jail is. You can stay in overnight and all that creepy stuff.
It's not 3 hours
hour
away.
Half? How far is Mansfield from Cleveland?
I actually don't know the answer, but I know it's not
2 hours?
Far.
Please shoot us a DM. Hour and a half or 2 hours.
Somebody listening has been to the Apple Hill Orchard. They say it's awesome. 30 varieties of apples. Ooh, wonder if they have the Ludacrisp. One of my favorites at Dodd's Hillcrest out in Amherst. They have hay rides. They have apple donuts and farm animals as well.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
If you haven't seen the Anthropology Rock video on TikTok, you're in for a treat because it might be my favorite trend of 2025.
I haven't seen it, Stevie. I'm very excited. Anthropology Rock?
Yes. I mean, the original video has like over 11 million views, and I feel like it would be something you'll enjoy.
Oh, I look forward to this very much.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
If you are chronically online, you've probably seen the Anthropology Rock video on TikTok. But if you haven't, I'm excited to tell you about it because it's my favorite trend of 2025, I think. It's a prank and it's very funny, but it all started when a creator named Phoebe Adams uploaded a video unboxing what looked like a very ordinary rock, and she told her boyfriend Dan that she bought it from Anthropology for $150. Dan's face immediately looked shocked and confused, and he said, "You spent how much on a rock?" And he just looked very shocked. But if you've never heard of Anthropology, it's a retail brand with a curated selection of women's clothing, accessories, home furnishing, and beauty products. But it is very expensive.
Very expensive.
Is there one at Crocker? Is there?
There's one at Crocker.
It's like
a big, huge store in the corner, right?
Yep.
On the circle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pricey. And they have home decor. It's what they're known for as well as their clothes. So if you are an Anthropology shopper, you wouldn't be shocked at something costing that much. But it did.
You're probably not listening to us either.
That's fair.
It did escalate.
Audiobook.
Great point.
Podcast. What are you?
Right.
Yeah. But so we're going to continue on though.
Things escalated in a follow-up video where then Anthropology saw this video and kind of helped them out. So Phoebe took Dan into an Anthropology store and walked in, and she pointed at the table display and said, "Look, they're back in stock. As they sold out due to high demand and they increased their prices, they're now starting at $1,000. And like it's like set up in the store. There is a display. There are signs on it that says they're $1,000. There's all these rocks, and like they're some bigger ones, some smaller ones, but they do just look like any rock you would find outside. It's not like it's a crystal or something like it's
oh my,
just
like
a
just
rock.
Like a concrete or like a
yeah, it's not like it's a limited edition.
Oh,
I did see this.
Yeah,
this. They do a great job. It's a, like a legit display.
Yeah,
like you
and
come
it's
in and buy them.
Like a mid-sized rock, like it's that you would put in your yard, like in a garden maybe.
Uh-huh.
So he's, you know, in the video, Dan's looking around and he's like, there's no way this is real, as it's just a rock for $1,000. Now, that original video has over 11 million views, but now everyone is making their own, pranking people. Now it's like up to $4,000 for these rocks. People are calling the store saying, like, pranking, like, people in their life, like, on the phone with the store saying, like, how can I return this? Someone just bought a $4,000 rock. And, like, the store knows what's happening, so they're laughing. Like, no, it's just a prank. Like, they didn't actually buy that. Like, we're not actually selling them. But when you walk in, you see them there. They're on display at some, like, Anthropology posted their own video from their account with the display. But here's kind of an example of someone online pranking their husband. This video has... it's really funny. It's just like her being like, I have some new fall decor. Let's open, unbox it. And he's, you know, shocked.
What is...
Stop.
Is that a rock?
Oh,
did you buy a rock? You didn't buy a rock.
Look at the...
Where did you get that from?
I got it from Anthropology.
You bought a rock from Anthropology?
It's not a rock.
They owe you an apology for that.
I got it on sale. I used a coupon.
How much was the rock?
It was normally $300 and I got it for $220. I saved $80.
What?
It's always what you saved. That's always the focus. It's never the amount that's purchased. It's like, no. Honey, focus on the $60, $80 or whatever I saved, not the $300 that I spent. That's always the case.
1,000%. That sounds like a conversation I would have with my husband, Nate, all the time. I'd be like, oh my God, it was originally $300. I got it for $220. What is wrong with me that I want to do this to my husband so badly? Because he will literally lose his mind. He is much more frugal than I, and I would play that. She did such a good job there.
She got that rock from her backyard too, she said. So like, he's probably seen that rock. Like, it's just like, it was a good size rock, but it was just a rock.
Oh. I hope my husband hasn't seen this because I want to do it so badly.
That is fantastic. Another great Stevie on the socials.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
So I live on the east side, you live on the west side. We talked about this a while ago. You spotted this, and it became known on the Jen and Tim show months ago as the Bony Rooster.
Because there is a house that I drive by often on Stearns Road that had a skeletal chicken or rooster in their yard, but not just for Halloween. I would see it all the time, pointed out, because it was a very prominent figure that is noticeable. And you're on Stearns Road. That's a very busy road. You get access to 480. And I would always spot it and see it. You named it the Bony Rooster. I would always call it the Skeletal Chicken.
Yep. Skeletal Chicken, Bony Rooster. Now people are calling it a Bony Rooster. Chicken's probably more accurate in theory. I mean, you see it all the time. I don't.
I do see it all the time. We were able to talk to the owner because why did that even come up?
It's the power of the Jen and Tim show. People listen. They drove past, or I can't remember if it was his wife or sister, like there was somebody that listening that they knew that alerted them that, hey, by the way, the Jen and Tim show on Star 102 is talking about the Bony Rooster. They're talking about your house and that this chicken, this rooster, whatever it might be, is it's a year long thing. Like, why is this thing up year long?
Right. And it's large. It's not like a tiny little thing. It's, by the way, it's been updated. There's actually two Boney Rooster updates, and I'm not even sure which one's better. They're really major updates there on Stearns Road.
So we do have a Boney Rooster update from the, one of them at least, from the Boney Rooster owner.
Yes.
A DM to the Jen and Tim show. So maybe you've noticed it. If you've driven past, you're on the west side, you've driven past this, you've probably noticed this. I would have never noticed this until the DM or until you told me about it. It's a Boney Rooster update on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
The Boney Rooster has been leashed. He now has a leash attached to him. It's just funny to say it. With a large, giant skeleton that is attached. So now when you drive down Stearns Road in North Olmsted, and this is between 480 and Lorain, it's really cool because the rooster is up year-round. He now has a big orange leash between a giant skeleton. And I don't know if that's Skelly. I think it might be the Skelly from Home Depot that we've talked about before. You know, the big one that everybody has.
Yeah, one of my neighbors just got that across the street.
Oh, that, I mean,
the thing's
hot,
legit. And
hot
there's another house we're gonna do as we get closer and closer to Halloween, because the displays are amazing. We're gonna have a place to post on the Jen and Tim show. They really are next level.
We really Skelly. Should. And honestly, we should have like hashtag Skelly spottings or something, because I feel like you see them more and more everywhere now.
They're so cool.
And that.
And the people, I don't know. I need a ruling on the. Is that the only. I didn't mean to interrupt the Boney Rooster up there. Is there any more to the Boney Rooster update?
Well, that's the.
So it's been leashed.
The OG Boney Rooster update. But okay. There is something else happening on Stearns.
Okay, so let's do one thing at a time. So there's something else. The Boney Rooster has been leashed. And then we will get to something else on Stearns. And then I have a Skelly question after that. So we'll get to the second part of this update next. Boney Rooster has been leashed at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. That's one of the updates. And you can find the Boney Rooster where?
This is on Stearns Road in North Olmsted. It's right between Lorain and the entrance ramp to 480. I forget what we talked to the owner, Jonathan. He told us what, six or seven houses down.
Six, seven.
Oh, I can't believe you just said that on the air. Every
no,
child.
No, you said
but
it on
no,
the air.
I didn't
you
say it.
You led me to the water. I had to take a sip.
I didn't say it in the 6-7 tone. Oh, my kids would be so mad. I tried saying that to them. That's not a thing. Anyway, the other update is just down the street, the Boney Rooster has Boney Rooster competition. Across the street, and I would say 4 or 5 houses down, another Boney Rooster, but also a Skelly and like some more. I think it also had have you seen the new one that's like creeping out of the ground? It's like half a Skelly.
Oh, there's like, two of those.
Yeah.
I was driving down 615, which is in Menor, Center Street in Menor. And there were two of them. There was like a pink one with eyelashes on it.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I don't know if it was a limited edition or they made it or whatever. The ones coming out of the ground are pretty legit, but still big, right?
They're
still
gigantic.
Tall. Like, I don't know if they're 4 foot, 5 foot. Like, they seem big from the street, at least. There were two side by side. I know it's next. I don't know if it's a salon. It's next door to a pizza place on the east side of the street, maybe. Yes, it grabbed my attention. It was like driving past.
A lot of Boney characters in yards. Boney Rooster and Boney Skellies and... lot like the coming out of the ground, all that. So, I mean, really, Stearns Road is picking up for the Halloween season.
We are very bone aware.
Yes, we are.
On the Jen and Tim show.
Yes, we are.
Can I get to my very quick Skelly question?
Can't wait.
It's very, very quick Skelly question. Quick question about Skelly. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Skelly, the giant skeleton from Home Depot.
12-foot grave and bones, giant-sized Skelly with life eyes, LED eyes, H5.
Wait, what do you mean grave and bones? Does he come with a grave also?
It's just the description from Home Depot. $299, 3,200 reviews, almost a 5-star rating. And I love this. I didn't know this. Apparently, it pairs well with a 5-foot Skelly sitting dog and a 5-foot Skelly cat.
I didn't know there was a Skelly dog. I like that. Wait, is it in stock right now?
It says it's in stock in aisle E1, but I don't know which location I'm in. That doesn't matter. My question to you is, so the 12-foot Skelly I'm a big fan of. You know how the people with the Skellies, at least, and not everybody, but you know how they will keep them through the seasons post October
and like dress them up and stuff.
Do you like that?
Seasons. I think it depends on the creativity of the owner.
I know. I don't know. And DM us. I know we're getting to three things, and I know we're getting to Trump Tui, because I can't tell if I like it or not because I do like the creativity and you're very proud of it. And it's a 12-foot Skelly and you spent money on it. And it is an imposing figure and it looks cool. The poseable arms.
They do. But maybe these people need to evolve to, some of them are cute. They do a cute thing. They remind me of like the porch geese. Have you seen the geese where they dress up the geese? There's like Facebook groups and stuff for the geese. They have like raincoats and outfits for the geese.
There is not.
You've never seen the geese skeletons or not skeletons, sorry, statues. It's like a goose, and people dress up their geese. Oh my gosh. Yes. They have like raincoats. Some people change their geese every single day. There's one near my brother's house. I pass all the time. I always love to see what the goose is wearing. Yes. There's a whole goose community.
So
I cannot believe we're talking about this tomorrow.
I
was just going to say, I can't believe we have to get to three things and Trump Tui right now. How do you not know about the goose community?
I can't get into this.
Porch geese, I'm really I think they're called, or something.
Porch geese?
I believe that.
Are they made of rock? Are they light?
They're like a concrete goose. Like
they're not.
I'm not even kidding.
Are they gray?
I just joined
a
porch goose club.
I don't know who you are.
I don't even have one.
What happens in Westlake?
I don't know.
Like,
there's a house.
We don't have porch geese in Menor.
Somebody has this. And it doesn't have to be in the porch. It's like a statue. It's like...
You need other things to do.
No,
I don't understand what's happening in Westlake.
I don't have one.
Why are you...
I don't have one.
But you just said you want one. Do you want a flock?
Did I say that? I like looking at them. It's an investment. It's almost like an adult baby doll, like that you dress up or something, but it's a goose. I'm telling you, there's a whole world of porch goose people. I hope I'm calling them the right thing. I wish we had more time to talk about this right now so badly. Somebody, please.
I am so mad.
Somebody, please, either send a DM or call us.
I'm grabbing this.
So we can.
Oh. I have 60 seconds. That's
okay. All right.
Star 102, good morning. You are on the air. How are you?
I am well, Tim. I just wanted to tell you that the geese are real and people make them some outfits themselves. My granddaughter actually sings Little Noss's song while she rides it.
I cannot.
Wait, she rides the goose?
She's only two. She rides.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, I see.
Like she's riding whatever his song is. I can't even think of it now. But she, instead of the horse, she inserts a goose.
Do you name the goose?
She has not named it, but we do dress it up, and I have seen people that actually make costumes.
We love you, and thank you for calling.
Yes.
We are getting into this tomorrow.
We have 7:10.
I can't believe this.
I can't even believe this just came up. I can't even, just because this, I forgot I even tried to get into a Facebook group about this because I was so curious.
Like a goose dressed like Cupid, got a diaper on it for Valentine's Day.
It could be anything. And I got it.
Like
and
a beard during St. Patrick's
like
Day.
It took like a couple months to get into the Porch Goose Club on Facebook. And I don't even have one. Don't tell them.
You please DM us, Jen and Tim Show. It will get read on tomorrow's show. I'm so sorry I cannot get to that today.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.